a road trip for the Apple Sox as they win 4 of 6 games on it with series victories against the Port Angeles Lefties and the Victoria Harbor Cats. Going through the scoring of this one, Victoria got on the board earlier after some quick work in the first couple of innings for the Harbor Cats pitching staff. Jack Finn, in fact, fired 3 scoreless and hitless innings. Apple Sox bats were very quiet early. Quincy Vassar was able to get out of a jam in the second inning, striking out the last 2 batters of that frame, firing 2 scoreless innings to start the game on 3 days rest. We'll do it again. Another 0-2 offering coming to Lucas Ramirez. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. 4, strike 3. That strikeout number 91 in the career of Quincy Vassar, and now he stands alone as second place all-time in Wenatchee history in strikeouts. Now sitting 20 away from moving into first place in franchise history. He faces the right-handed hitting Sky Collins. Runner at second. The pitch. It's in there for called. Strike 3. Back-to-back strikeouts to retire the side in the bottom of the second. However, in the third inning, he would give up a 2-out RBI double to plate the game's first run. And that put the Harbor Cats up 1-0 early on. Wenatchee would answer back later on as they scored 4 runs in the top of the sixth inning off of a couple big swings of the bat. First, it was Cade Benavidez coming through with a 3-run bases-clearing RBI double, and then Antonio Gianni followed with an RBI double of his own. 1-2 the count. The pitch from Hatch. Swung on and driven out toward right field. A long run back for Ramirez. This one, is he going to hit the base of the fence? Easily into score, Scheffler. Doherty right behind him. Heading it home from first base and also scoring. It's Max Hartman. And it's 3-1 Apple Sox here in the top of the sixth inning. 4 consecutive batters reach with 2 outs, and 3 of them score. Cade Benavidez, the leading RBI man in the WCL, comes through once again. Ribbies number 10, 11, and 12 to put the Apple Sox in the lead. Gianni pokes the 2-2 out toward left center. A long run over, and Thompson extends but cannot make the catch. Benavidez can race home as Gianni stands up at second, and the Apple Sox tack on another 2-out run. An RBI double for Antonio Gianni plates Cade Benavidez after his bases clearing double, and it's 4-1 Apple Sox here in the top of the sixth. That made it a 4-2 ball game, and Gianni, that was his second really big moment of the day, and it's been a big weekend for him on the whole road trip where he had some really good work on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Drove in the game-winning hit on Friday in 12 innings. On Saturday, Gianni hit 2 home runs. On Sunday, that aforementioned RBI double, and also was able to rob the Harbor Cats of a 2-run homer in the bottom of the first inning when he leapt up and snow-coned a ball hit out to left field off the bat of Cam Schneider. 0-1 the count to Schneider from Fresno State. Runner at first, stays put. The pitch swung on and belted out toward left field. Long run back for Gianni. Looks like he has it measured up, and he makes a tremendous grab on the left field wall. Gianni snow cones it, and the side is retired. And for the Harbor Cats in the bottom of the first inning, what a catch from Antonio Gianni, perhaps robbing Cam Schneider of what would have been a 2-run homer. So after that 4-run top of the sixth inning, the Apple Sox surrendered 1 run in the bottom half of the frame. But then after that, things got really quiet. Cade Benavidez came on, and he was spectacular. A 1-2-3 seventh inning in his first appearance on the bump in league play this summer. No balls and 2 strikes to count. And the pitch, trying to hold up his swing, but unable to do so. His field's down, swinging Benavidez with a scoreless 1-2-3 seventh inning. After that, the Apple Sox would add insurance later on, but not before Benavidez got out of a jam in the eighth inning as well. Runners at second and third with 2 down in the frame, and he got another strikeout, his 3rd of the ball game, to retire the side. He stays, and the 2-2 is in there for called strike 3. Sauce is rung up as he is unable to reach base for the first time today. 2 down in the eighth inning as Benavidez picks up his 2nd strikeout of the game. A full count offering coming in a moment. There is a base to put a bat now, but he would rather wrap up the inning right here. Campbell has stopped tossing in left field and is now watching. So is everyone else. The 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Benavidez retires the side and strands runners at second and third to get out of the eighth inning. The Apple Sox gave him insurance in the top of the ninth inning. 3 consecutive 1-out singles, the 3rd one by Joe Scheffler barely got through, but it was enough to score Elijah Palio all the way from second base. The 3-2 pitch, Swung on and punched to the right side. Misplayed. It looked like a little hesitation from Fields. It trickles into shallow right field. Palayo will score all the way from second. And the Apple Sox get an insurance run here in the ninth inning. Fields hesitated just a little bit as the ball was heading a little bit to his right. It went underneath his diving attempt. Scheffler's going to pick up an RBI single. Three straight hits for the Apple Sox with one out here in the ninth inning. That put the Apple Sox up 5-2. And that is where this game would finish up. Benavidez came back on for the ninth inning, and he was spectacular. 1-2-3, retiring the Harbor Cats, 6-7-8 hitters in the order, and fittingly, he finished up the day with a strikeout. The righties, one ball, two strike offering coming in. That is swung on a miss, four, strike three. It's an Ohtani day for Cade Benavidez. He drives in three runs at the plate and fires three scoreless innings to save this one and give the Apple Sox a 5-2 victory over Victoria. Benavidez punched out four hitters in three scoreless frames, allowed two hits, no walks in that time, and he earns the three-inning save. Win goes to David James, a scoreless fifth inning in his Apple Sox debut, and the Apple Sox earn the 5-2 win against the Harbor Cats.
Have you got an extra bed in your house? Consider becoming a host parent for the Wenatchee Apple Sox. Premier Summer Collegiate Baseball returns to Paul Thomas Senior Stadium on May 31st, and Apple Sox players need homes to stay in during the summer. Local families in the Wenatchee Valley and surrounding communities have housed players for the last 23 seasons and formed lifelong bonds with our players. To learn more, please email info@applesox.com or call 665-6900.
A 5-2 win for the Apple Sox as they defeat the Victoria Harbor Cats in the finale of the six-game road trip. Well, back-to-back series with rubber matches, and Wenatchee takes both of them as they come out of this road trip with a 4-2 record on it and improve to 7-2 on the season. Rubber matches are tough games, and they're tough to win on the road, and the Sox got it done in this one. A four-run top of the sixth inning, one run in the top of the ninth inning of insurance. And this was a weekend we talked about Victoria's ability to score two out runs was very impressive, as they did score both of their two runs on Friday in the series opener with two outs. 7 of 9 runs on Saturday came with two down in a frame, and then also scored two runs with two outs in the series finale. Wenatchee began the weekend with that 12-inning victory, a 3-2 triumph against the Harbor Cats on Friday. The second game went the Harbor Cats' way. As I mentioned, 7 of their 9 runs came with two outs, and they overcame the Apple Sox, hitting 3 home runs in that game. Antonio Gianni went twice in the fourth inning and then in the eighth inning. 2-1 to Gianni, clubbed out to left field. A high drive over the wall, and that's a no-doubter. Gianni, his second bomb of the season, and it's a one-run ball game. Antonio Gianni hit the Apple Sox first home run of the season last Saturday, and this Saturday in an encore performance, a monster shot to left field to make this a one-run ball game. Gianni, a two-run bomb, and the Sox are back within one run. New pitcher here for the Harbor Cats as we begin the eighth inning. And the first pitch to Antonio Gianni, swung on and clubbed out to left field. This ball is back, and it is gone. Another home run. Antonio Gianni, his second of the ball game and third of the season. What a weekend for the incoming sophomore at Central Arizona. As he clubs his second of the game, he had his second of the season in the fourth inning, and now adds another one here to lead off the bottom of the eighth inning. And Aiden Doherty also homered in the ninth on Saturday night. A 9-5 ball game. First pitch to Doherty is swung on and skied out to left center field. A long run back, and no one is going to get to this one. A solo shot for Aiden Doherty. The kid from Lynn Benton leads off the ninth inning with a bomb. And it's 9-6. Apple Sox down by 3 after their third home run of the ball game. Doherty to deep left center field. No long balls needed for the Apple Sox in the series finale, as they got some pretty good pitching in this one. We're going to chat with one of the pitchers from tonight's game, Quincy Vassar, joining us, as Quincy got the ball on short rest in this one. And this was a unique situation for you, Quincy, going just 3 days after you had last pitched. You got the ball, And you had to know that you wouldn't be expected to go extremely far in this game, but you probably knew, I'm going to see what I can do and hopefully push the limit as much as possible.
Yeah, the pen was pretty empty for this last game, but my goal was to get us through four and keep us in the game. So I was thinking 12 outs the whole time, trying to fill it up and use the defense, not worry about striking a lot of guys out. And the guys made some good plays behind me, which is always appreciated.
Can we talk about that catch by Antonio Gianni?
I definitely thought that one was gone, but that's just the pitcher's attitude. You always have the worst thing in mind, and he made a great play. He timed it up really well, got to the wall, and put a good jump on it. That was really, really great to have happen.
You said that you thought that was out at first initially. What's your reaction when you see him snow cone the ball?
Oh, that's a big high five when he gets into the dugout. That was a great play.
Great feeling, and it really helped you guys out. You know, that could have been a tough spot early on, them getting the early lead. You limited the damage throughout, stranded three runners overall. And let's talk about you, and you mentioned the pitching staff being a little depleted. I know one of your unofficial titles on this team is kind of helping to coordinate stuff a lot of times between the bullpen. You and a lot of other guys do that. What was the communication like later in this ballgame when Cade Benavidez eventually came in? Because David James was great. Josh Mejia limited the damage in his inning. But I don't think anyone knew where it was going. We knew Jackson Campbell had been loosening. What was the plan, or did things change along the way?
Yeah, so we knew James was only going to go one inning today, and he looked awesome. After that, it was kind of between Campbell, he was already loosening, and Benavidez, and I think the coaches wanted to make sure he had a chance to throw in the pen before coming in, not coming in cold straight from third base. And once he got the rock, he was filling it up really well and using the defense. And so he got to close it out, and I'm sure we'll see Campbell again soon, but I thought Benny did a great job in relief, so that was pretty great.
As a member of this pitching staff, just how proud are you guys of how you pieced things together this weekend? Because not every arm is in town yet. Several had pitched in that non-league and couldn't make the trip, so you knew you guys were going to be limited, and to get through this these last couple of days, surviving last night despite losing, but I mean not having to burn too many arms, and then here today needing just four guys to get the job done.
Yeah. We got a bunch of dogs on this team, the whole pitching staff, the whole lineup. Everyone's hungry to win games, and when the pitching and the hitting is clicking on the same day, it's pretty tough to beat us. And I thought the guys were putting good swings on ball. Doherty was raking today, and as long as we're putting good swings on ball and filling up the zone, I think we're going to be fine this summer.
Absolutely. And Quincy, this was a fun one to be a part of. A heck of an effort from you. No decision in it, but a big part of today's win. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, Joel.
That's Quincy Vassar. He went the first four innings, allowed one run on four hits, one walk, and four strikeouts. Let me clean my glasses here. I'm not sure if this is Shohei Ohtani or Cade Benavidez joining us here on the postgame show. Cade, three scoreless innings to earn the save, three runs driven in. Where does this rank in your memory and your baseball career of some pretty exciting days that you've had at the yard?
It has to ring, probably top three for sure. I'm not usually used to having success on both sides of the ball. I usually either fill it up on the mound and struggle at the plate, or, I mean, barrel up balls and then struggle on the mound. So, I mean, it's going to have to rank top three for sure in baseball memories.
A pretty exciting one for you with an RBI double in the sixth inning, two outs in the frame. You and I were talking a little bit pregame about you've been hitting the ball a lot to left field. Squared that one up pretty good. What kind of pitch was that they hit out to right, nearly got out of here?
It was a fastball, kind of, I would say, like waist high and in. He was pounding me in. I mean, I think as they started to see that I like to go middle to oppo, they started pounding me in because I like hitting those away pitches. But I was able to get to that one, and, I mean, I pieced it up pretty good.
How did you get ready to come out to the mound when you came on in the seventh inning? The top of the seventh inning, you didn't have to hit at all. You would have been in the hole had the fourth batter or the fifth batter of the inning come to the plate. So not a ton of time, but maybe a little bit. Were you able to loosen up a little bit?
Yeah, in the top of the seventh, I was able to go down to the pen. I probably threw about 15 pitches or so. I wasn't really expecting to go in right then. They just said to go get loose just so I wouldn't have to, like, go in cold. But as soon as I got down to the dugout, they let me know that I was going to go out on the mound, so I was pretty prepared.
Take me through your emotions when you get that. You've got to completely shift your mindset from playing third base and hitting to pitching and hitting.
Yeah, I got a little experience with that this fall. I would play, I mean, we would do like 10-inning scrimmages, a little bit longer scrimmages, And I would do six innings at third base and then come pitch two and then go back to third. So it wasn't too much of a change for me, but I got a little experience this fall.
How nice was it this past Monday against Redmond in the non-league game to just get a day to focus on pitching? You knew you would probably be used to that one, and you kind of could go into that day preparing as such.
Yeah, that day I kind of was just like trying to fill it up with the heater. I mean, I wasn't really trying to pitch too much. I was more throwing. Today I for sure was trying to pitch and land off speeds, change ups, which is my best off speed pitch, and then some sliders, and like actually pitching. But against Redmond, I was just kind of in there trying to throw some heaters, and fill up the zone.
How special of a road trip was this for you guys? You win 4 of 6 on it. You know, you're happy to win rubber matches anytime, but to do it on the road is really impressive. Just take me through the pride you guys had after you got that final out here today.
That was sweet. I mean, there was a great crowd the whole weekend. I felt like we came up clutch and in big spots, and it was nice winning on the road, especially against a very good Victoria team.
How fun will this be to come back home now and get to play in front of the fans in front of another big series coming up on Tuesday?
Yeah, it'll be good. Our fans show out, and I mean, it's nice playing at home.
Absolutely. Cade, thank you for joining us here. Enjoy this one.
Thank you.
That's Cade Benavidez. He went the final three innings of the rubber match against Victoria. No runs on 2 hits, no walks, 4 strikeouts, 39 pitches to earn the save, and then he drove in the game-winning runs. A 3 RBI bases clearing double in the 6th inning, scored a run of insurance later on the double by Gianni. Now it's the Apple Sox pitching coach Mike Callia with us in the broadcast booth after the Apple Sox 5-2 win against Victoria. And Mike, this was a game where we knew the bullpen was going to be limited entering the day. We knew that some guys might have to maybe go out and battle a little bit. It didn't really get that way. I think it all started with Quincy Vassar's 4 solid innings to start.
Yeah, no, I think Quincy Vassar really set the tone today. He, you know, he went out there and did what he always does, and just setting the tone for throughout the first 4 innings really gave the dugout life and gave us a chance.
What does that say about a guy like him, both as a veteran and just a guy who just loves being an Apple Sox, to be able to go out, fire 4 innings on 3 days rest?
Yeah, you know, everybody in the dugout feeds off that guy, and for him to kind of set the tone like that, not only does it, you know, help today's game, and you know, it really helps next week when we got Bellingham come to town and we're trying to win a first half.
This is a great win to win this road trip, ended with a winning record of 4-2. When you had to dig deep, how much were some efforts maybe yesterday huge to contributing to today? You talk about, said it last night, Braden Boyd was in an unenviable position where he had to kind of eat some innings so you could kind of save the pitching staff today. Not that yesterday went by the game plan, but with managing the way the game was going, how did that set you guys up for success today?
No, yeah, just the ability to kind of, we have Jackson Campbell kind of in the bullpen today as well, and just the ability to have him if something didn't go right is always nice to have. You know, Braden Boyd really, really showed his true colors and what he does for this program with his team. So, yesterday really set up for today, and to be honest, Carter Seeley out of the bullpen on Friday night really helped the whole weekend.
What can you say about Cade Benavidez today?
Man, he's awesome. His at-bats, he's locked in there, and for him to come in and flip a switch and go get on the mound and compete like he did for 3 innings, I can't say enough.
I mean, it was phenomenal to see him come in. You guys were rushing to get him warmed up, but it looked like he got just enough time, at least the way he was talking.
Yeah, you know, we put him down there and told him to, you know, go get off the slope and get ready to roll. And, you know, he said he was pretty much good, and we decided to make the change to him right away. And I've known him for a week and a half now, but he's not the kid to turn it down. So he wanted the ball, and he wanted to go show us.
You wanted to say a while there. You wanted to say I've known him for a while because it feels like this team is bonding so fast, Mike. I mean, you're 7-2 right now. It's very, very early in the season. The chemistry is there. The guys are clicking on and off the field. How much does it already feel like we're in the middle of July almost?
Man, especially when you're in Victoria and you're playing against such a good opponent and these games get tense and you know, they draw a good crowd. These games it's easily mistaken for a playoff game already. So, to get this kind of under our belts and move forward with the summer, it's going to be a major advantage.
Mike, thank you for joining us after this win. Enjoy this, and we'll talk to you next week back at home.
Thank you, Joel.
That's the pitching coach of the Apple Sox, Mike Callia, after the Apple Sox 5-2 win against Victoria.
The Wenatchee Apple Sox are back in action and ready to feel your support. Come see the brightest young stars the game has to offer. Who knows, you could be watching a future pro. Come catch all of the action as the Apple Sox return to Paul Thomas Senior Stadium after a 6-game road trip. Wenatchee takes on the Bellingham Bells June 11th through 13th with all games starting at 6:35 p.m. Wenatchee Apple Sox Baseball. celebrating summer one inning at a time. Chatting with Damon Gaither, head of the Apple Sox series finale against the Victoria Harbor Cats. Our pregame show is always presented by Kennedy Real Estate Group. Well, Damon, you just got out of the cages, but you got some work on the mound last night. We know you've switched over pretty much to being a PO now, but tell me about how that came about in the ninth inning. A tough situation in the game, not the situation you necessarily want to go into, but you got the chance nonetheless. How did that come about? Was it something just kind of spur of the moment or maybe heading into the inning?
The fourth inning, Coach Mike walked up and said, "Hey, how's the arm doing?" I tore my shoulder at JUCO, so I haven't pitched in a little while. And he goes, "So how's the arm?" I said, "It's good. I can get you three outs." And he goes, "All right, I'll keep that in mind." And then like the eighth inning rolled around, and he goes, "Nah, we're good. I think we're happy before you finish it." And I see Mitch walking out, and he pointed at me. I was like, "Why is he pointing at me? Like, what'd I do?" And he goes, "How's the arm?" It's like, "Well, better find out. Let's go do this." So I got on the mound and basically just said, "I mean, whatever happens, happens, bro. We're just trying to stay pitching. I think we're kind of a little low on arms. We used a few more marijuana yesterday, so just trying to get through the game with as many guys for today as possible."
We knew it would be tough with the sixth game of the road trip today, fifth yesterday. You're going to use some arms over the course of that. You get the call, though. You told me you're pretty nervous from those warm-ups. One went to the backstop. How'd you settle yourself down and get those final three outs?
I mean, it definitely helped that I used the pitch, like, full-time. So I kind of just, like, eventually got back to that. But initially I was a little worried just because, like I said, I came out of the thing and just sailed two of them. I was like, well, this might be all she wrote for me, boys. But, it was fun. It was kind of nice getting back out there every now and then.
What was some old maybe pitching advice you was going through your head as you're on the bump there? You're thinking, okay, I got to remember stuff from a few years ago now.
I mean, I'm not that good. So I used to be pretty good. I'm not anymore. So I was just like, just compete in the zone. Whatever happens, happens. You got nine guys behind you. They're trying to make a play. So that's about all it was. I was just trying to compete in the zone.
You got that strikeout, the first one. How good did that feel?
I felt pretty good, I'm not going to lie. They were kind of chirping a little bit, too, so it made it feel a little bit better.
You got the punchy after that and then the ground ball double play. You thinking, that's it. If I never pitch again, this is the perfect way to end it?
Oh, I'll go out on a bang right there. I hope that's the last inning of the career. My shoulder will thank me greatly if that's the case, but it was fun.
I was going to say, right back in the lineup, you're bat first base in the order again. You've got to be thinking, okay, I probably had to heal my arm a little bit. What did you do today? Took some swings, or are you feeling pretty good?
I feel pretty good. I mean, I only threw five pitches, so, I mean, that helps. The wing's doing pretty good. It's doing better than I thought it was going to, honestly. So, I'm thankful for that. But, we're ready to get a win today.
Did you have to go ice it at all after last night's game? Just really ready to go?
No, I did a little bit of stretching and stuff, but nothing too crazy. I mean, if I had thrown like a whole inning, I probably would have had to. But I mean, at this point, my arm's already cooked. So I mean, we're just having fun now.
Awesome. Well, great stuff, David. Good luck here. Go get the series win.
Appreciate it, Joe.
That's Damon Gaither joining us. You mentioned he came on in the ninth inning, and actually the eighth inning, beg your pardon. He got a strikeout and a double play ball to end it.
5-2 Wenatchee wins. They take the series and are 7-2 heading into this upcoming homestand against Bellingham on Tuesday night.